Well, it feels like it's taken an eternity to get to this point, but finally, today, January the 17th, a Monday at Melbourne Park, the Australian Open bursts into life, and our matches start at 11 a.m. this morning, right across Melbourne Park. Can't wait for it, and Brett Phillips can't either, I'm sure. He's here for the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6. BP, good morning.
Sammy, good morning. Just landed in the bunker nice and early here at Melbourne Park. Obviously, we've got the return of the first serve at 9 this morning to kick off the Australian Open. So just watching a little bird's eye view here on the rehearsals for the opening ceremony tonight. So I don't know if they know that I'm looking, but they can't see me. So we're just getting a little bird's eye view. It looks pretty impressive.
Nice, nice. So finally, after this torturous build-up, what's the environment and the mood like early on down at Melbourne Park? There must be at least a few sighs of relief that we can get onto all things on court now.
Yeah, I think certainly, from a Tennis Australia point of view, they want to talk some tennis. I mean, there's still plenty of questions to be answered. I think fullness of time that'll need to be transparent, and we'll see. You know, if what possible collateral damage there is, maybe. But that's all still to come. But look from today, we can. Certainly talk some tennis. I mean, the Australian Open rarely disappoints, ever disappoints, Sam. There's storylines that we can't quite see coming. You know, we couldn't see an Aslan Karatsev making it to the final last year, the Russian from outside the top 100. So there'll be just, you know, some matches that'll absolutely go. I think anyone coming, you know, who's got a grand pass for the first two or three days, you're guaranteed some epic matches on all the courts. I mean, this precinct hasn't looked as good as it has right now. It's fully developed. The extra arena, just the way it is laid and spaced out, it's a good day out. But the unknown is, you know, what will the crowd look like? How will the crowd go about, you know, their barracking and, you know, anyway, we don't know what's really lying ahead, but certainly when I look at the schedule, there's some great tennis to be played. I think everyone's relieved that we can actually, talk some tennis.
JJ?
Yeah, Brett, I'm interested to see, you were talking about not the worry about the crowd, but is there some trepidation, or is there some concern about what aesthetically what the tournament looks like with only limited capacity inside, but is there a fear that people may not turn up as much of a draw as the tournament actually is?
Well, I don't think anyone totally knows until you know, the gates open. So, you know, are there going to be people who are going to just stand their ground and boycott for various reasons? You know, the passionate Serbian fans who obviously would be, you know, shattered with the decision of Djokovic, will they make a stance of some sort? Well, these are all just things we don't know. But, you know, we've got a lot of people coming along who just love tennis. They couldn't give two hoots about politics, couldn't give two hoots about all this off-court drama. They're just coming to follow their favourite player, you know, and barrack for the Aussies for them out there today. So, yeah, I think the vibe will certainly be there. But, yeah, once we get into the day, it's probably an easier question to answer just to feel the environment.
And once we get off to a pretty fast start today too, those that get in and get there early will be rewarded, because the number 5 seed, Greece's Maria Sakkari, I'm hopefully getting that name right. Sorry, Maria, if I haven't. Gets underway at 11 o'clock. And then we get a look at Naomi Osaka just after lunch as well. So, you know, some of the big guns are on court early, so those who get there early will be rewarded.
Yeah, certainly. Look, Maria Sakkari is a legitimate contender. You know, 2 semi-finals at Grand Slam level last year. She works her absolute backside off. The first Greek woman to qualify for the WTA finals in Mexico at the back end of 2021. So she physically is just built for a contest, and, you know, she should be able to win that match. Osaka will be interesting. I watched her practice here yesterday. It's interesting when you sit here and you watch various players. They're so different. I mean, Nadal simulates a match. It's so intense, whereas Osaka was just sort of tapping some balls around, having a bit of fun with her team, practicing a few serves, a few sort of, serve forehand combinations. But the girl she's up against today is a big hitter who's gone from just inside the top 200 to world number 50 in the last 12 months. the Colombian, Osorio, who fears nothing. She came out and practiced here yesterday. First time she's been to Melbourne Park, and her eyes lit up. So, yeah, I mean, Naomi, I think it's one game at a time. Yes, we want the fourth round, but there's a few hurdles certainly for her to overcome. And Rafa now, where does he sit in the mix? I mean, he should be able to beat Marcus Giron, the American, today. He was looking pretty sharp in practice yesterday. But, yeah, we know that, you know, he's going to be up against the young guns who are 10 years younger, who are all having a taste of being up there at the pointy end of slams. In Medvedev's case, having broke through on one last year. So, yeah, going to be fascinating to see how Rafa goes.
We're talking to the host of the First Serve and SEN's tennis expert, Brett Phillips, of course. Brett's always so much expectation and pressure and anticipation on Ash Barty, the number one seed, of course. So she's in action tonight against the Ukrainian Lizia Sarenko. 7 o'clock, the earliest that one can start. But this one on paper, I mean, we all assume that number one seed up against someone like this, you just roll on. But they've got a bit of history, these two, haven't they?
They have, and it's very rare that you're getting a qualifier who's been just outside the top 20 in her career. I mean, Sarenko there for a period was, you know, she was getting to around that fourth round stage of a few of the majors. Her ranking took a significant jump, and then she's had some injuries, certainly the last few years, and had to sort of, you know, restart the process. But, I mean, she knows how to play the big points really well. And look, it is one game at a time, Sam, for Ash. I mean, I think I always feel confident if she's on top of her game and executing and, you know, not making those simple errors, then Barty is just so hard to beat. But it's not a given. I mean, but she, you know, this is her best prep. She's looked fantastic. I mean, winning Adelaide, you couldn't ask for a better preparation. So now it's onto the main court. But I don't think Ash, and I say this in all seriousness, I don't think she feels any pressure from the outside. It's her and her team just going about their business. Great perspective and balance. And if it's not this year, she'll come back and keep trying. And she's 25, and, you know, we're going to be blessed for a few years yet.
So looking beyond Rod Laver Arena, BP, for those who are getting along there today, whether they be other stadium seats or ground pass and the like, what else jumps off the page for you? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, Margaret Court Arena, John Cain Arena, always great atmospheres, no doubt. So, I mean, John Millman, Isla Tomljanovic with the night session tonight. So that should be fantastic. I mean, Millman, look, I wouldn't say he's in beautiful touch. Johnny had a tough year last year. He's got Lopez, the 40-year-old who just keeps on keeping on. Isla against Paula Badosa, rematch of Sydney last week. So that could go either way. Badosa is certainly higher ranked, but there's not a lot separating. It's small margins between those two. Yeah, I think certainly the Aussies on day one, we need to get around. And Kokkinakis, I think, for me, out on that show court number three, which has sort of become the fifth or sixth court now. We go back a few years ago outside of Rod Laver Arena and, Hisense, when it was called that, before even Margaret Court Arena came along. I mean, that was the big court for the Aussies. Great little amphitheatre. Hopefully he's nice and rested up. Title winner. And they'll be making some noise for Thanasi out there, who's got a qualifier from Germany, and Hanselman, who he should be able to defeat and hopefully set up a round two clash with the great Rafael Nadal.
BP, now, I know we've got you throughout the tournament. We've spoken to you last week, and I also know that you've got the first serve at 9 a.m. We can't allow you to save your big prediction for the first serve. We need to know here on Summer Breakfast who will be winning the men's and women's titles. We know Dylan Alcott will handle his business, but who will be winning? Particularly, I'm pretty sure I know who you're going to pick in the women's, but who will be winning the men's singles as well, please?
Yeah, I'm really split, Josh, between Medvedev and Zverev. I feel like Zverev's getting closer and closer. Won the ATP finals. I mean, since he won Olympic gold in Tokyo last year, he has been absolutely superb. And this guy, when you stand up close to him, he's a huge guy, huge server, really confident about his game. And I think if Medvedev stumbles, Zverev's the guy I would back in with a fair bit of confidence. And yeah, I genuinely feel confident about Ash that she can do it this year. I think she's she's absolutely ready to go. Another year older, she's a Wimbledon champion. You know, she learns from her past experiences. So I feel confident to say Ash Barty can definitely be an Australian Open winner. And how would that be? After all we've been through this last month with no focus on the tennis, that would be the perfect feel that if an Aussie could win the Aussie Open in 2 weeks' time.
And really looking forward, BP, today to seeing what Tanasi Kokkinakis can deliver, because he's on absolute tear at the moment. So I'm sure there'll be a packed house to watch him in action later on today as well. And you are hosting, as we touched on, the first serve from 9 o'clock after we jump off the air. You're going to be joined by Jenny Drummond tonight from 7 as well, Vash Bardi's first round match. We wish you well, BP. It's going to be great to have your company over the course of the next 2 weeks, and hopefully we've got a magnificent Australian Open ahead of us.
That'd be nice. Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Josh. Good to chat, guys.